السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، قد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة، والحج وصوم رمضان. وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، محترم بايو دستور بزرگو اور گھر میں سننے والے ماں بہنوں، ویری ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ ایلڈرز اینڈ سسٹرز لسننگ ایٹ ہوم، وی ہیو جسٹ گون پاسٹ دا منتھ آف رجب اینڈ وی آر ناؤ ان دا بلیسڈ منتھ آف شعبان اینڈ وی اونلی ہیو اے کپل آف ڈیز لیفٹ، لیس دین اے منتھ لیفٹ ٹل دا موسٹ بلیسڈ منتھ آف رمضان. And we need to be asking ourselves this question, that are we actually prepared? Are we ready to encounter Ramadan, to face Ramadan? Are we ready to take from the blessings that Allah Ta'ala gives in Ramadan? When the doors of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah are wide open, when the doors of Allah Ta'ala's maghfirah and forgiveness are wide open, when the doors of Allah Ta'ala's sustenance and rizq and blessings, every single thing is wide open, are we in a position where we can say, I am ready, that when Ramadan comes, I'm going to go into it like a fighter, like a warrior. Every single day I'm ready to fast, every single day I'm ready for the Taraweeh, every single day I'm ready to do the extra, so many juz of the Qur'an, ajza of the Qur'an, paras of the Qur'an recitation. Every single day I'm ready to recite so many times Durood Sharif. Every single day I'm ready to recite so many times the first kalima, the third kalima, all of these virtuous adhkar. I'm ready for this. Why am I ready? Because I've been practicing. How many of us can say we've been practicing? The problem that we have is mentally we think, I'm getting myself ready mentally. But Ramadan is not just about mentality. Ramadan is about physicality. Because if you're not strong enough to fast, and if you feel like fasting, it takes a big toll on me, a big toll on my body, big toll on my physique, on my physicality. As soon as I fast, my temper, I become angry, I become hungry, my voice goes, I can't talk, I can't speak. All of these problems come arise in Ramadan, then how are we going to do the rest of the worship that we plan to do? So that's why it's very important that every single Muslim fasts, not just in Ramadan, but throughout the year as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. And we've mentioned it numerous times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast Monday and Thursday. And many ahadith mentioned that he would never miss Monday and Thursday. He would never miss them. So one sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, why do you fast on Monday and Thursday? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two different reasons in two different narrations. In one narration he mentioned about the day of Monday, هَذَا يَوْمٌ وُلِدْتُ فِيهِ, I was born on Monday. So because he was born on Monday to express shukr and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would he do? He would fast. In another narration he mentions, or there are many other narrations wherein you find the wordings, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فِي هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ يُعْرَضُ الْأَعْمَالُ عَلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. On these days, on these two days, Monday and Thursday, the deeds of the servant, whatever good deeds you've been doing or bad deeds you've been doing throughout the week, they are presented to Allah. And I wish and I want that my deeds are shown to Allah and I am in a state that I am fasting. And because of this, many of the pious people, subhanAllah, Monday and Thursday, they'd be so careful. You know, they wouldn't make a single mistake because they'd know that today, aaj jo hai, meri naamay amal Allah Ta'ala ke saamne, uski peshkash ho rahi hai, uski Allah Ta'ala ke saamne dikhaya ja raha hai. Monday ke din aur Jumarat ke din. So it's why Sayyidina Ibrahim An-Nakhai, who was one of the ustads of Imam Abu Hanifa, our great Imam, his main ustad. Actually, he was the ustad of our ustad, Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, his main ustad, was Sayyidina Hammad ibn Sulaiman. And Sayyidina Hammad ibn Sulaiman's ustad was Ibrahim An-Nakhai. And Ibrahim bin Nakhai's ustad was Alqama, and Alqama's ustad was Abdullah bin Mas'ud, and Abdullah bin Mas'ud's ustad was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our chain. This is our chain. We all read our salah the way Imam Abu Hanifa taught us. Imam Abu Hanifa's salah was taught to him by who? Hammad bin Sulaiman. Hammad bin Sulaiman's salah was taught to him by Ibrahim An-Nakhai. Ibrahim bin Nakhai was one of the great scholars of the time. He benefited from so many of the tabi'een who saw the sahaba. Well, his main ustad was Alqama. And Alqama was from the greatest students of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud was from the greatest sahaba who were the most greatest in terms of their ilm and their knowledge. They were from the ulama of the sahaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him Hibru hadhihi al-ummah. The scholar of my ummat is Abdullah bin Mas'ud. And because he moved to Kufa, similarly Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu moved to Kufa, Imam Abu Hanifa was born in Kufa. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu moved to Kufa. Ali radiallahu anhu, he changed the Darul Khilafat. Initially the Darul Khilafat was Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Medina. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the Khalifa in Medina for 2 years. Umar radiallahu anhu was the Khalifa in Medina for 10 years. And then Uthman radiallahu anhu for just over 10 years. And then Ali radiallahu anhu, because of the fitnas that started in his time between the groups of people, he moved to Kufa. So when he moved to Kufa, he took his ilm with him. So the knowledge of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu passed in Kufa. And who was born in Kufa? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh. So his greatest influence was from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Anyway, so Ibrahim An-Nakhai, this great scholar, every Monday and Thursday, he would cry. And his wife would cry. And they would hug each other and they would cry. And they would say, today our a'mal are being presented to Allah. We don't know how they will be presented. You know, in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, مَا يَلْفِظُ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَجِمْ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Anything a person says is written down. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, even when a person says, أَكَلْتُ شَرِيبْتُ, I've eaten, I've drunk, I just went here, I just did this. You know, things which are not sinful and not beneficial. They're just a statement that we make, so many statements on a daily basis. Even those things are written down. The malaika, the angels, write down every single thing we say. And then on Monday and Thursday, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ, Allah Ta'ala removes all of the things which did not fall into the category of gunah, sin, and did not fall into the category of reward. All of those things are removed, and then the rest of the deeds are shown to Allah Ta'ala. So when the angels are writing, they don't miss anything out. But on the Monday and Thursday, because this is the day of the court day, when everything is presented to Allah, so anything which is unnecessary, all the extra things, I said I've eaten, I feel a bit tired, you know, things that we say, a lot of statements we make on a daily basis, they get rid of all of these extra statements and they only present to Allah Ta'ala those which can fall into the category of of hasanat, good deeds, or sayyat, bad deeds. So it's very, very important. That's how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always fast on Monday and Thursday. So the deeds are presented in a state when he is fasting. And in one hadith he mentions, this is something to take into consideration as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that everybody's deeds are presented to Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala forgives a lot of people إِلَّا مَنْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنًا, except for someone who has a grudge against somebody else. Kisi ke dil ke andar apne bhai ke khilaf kuch baat ho, koi baat ho. Someone who has a grudge against somebody else, someone who is upset or not talking to somebody else, this person is not forgiven on that day, Monday and Thursday. What does Allah Ta'ala tell the angels? فَيَقُولُ أُنظُرُوا هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا. I'm not even going to look at their deeds until they make up, until they sort themselves out. So these two people, people who are not talking to each other, who are upset with each other, who have grudges against each other, on Monday and Thursday Allah Ta'ala ignores their case. Till they don't get back with each other, till they don't overlook and get over their problems, I'm not even going to look at them. And subhanAllah, even on the 15th of Shaaban, people are shababirat, as we call it. People are doing dua and crying, and it's a very blessed night. So many ahadith mentions that on the 15th of Shaaban, Allah Ta'ala comes to the first sky. And Allah Ta'ala asks the same way at tahajjud time, is there hal bin mustaghfirin fa'aghfira? Is there anyone who wants me to forgive them? I will forgive them. Is there anyone who wants their rozi, their rizq? I will give them their rizq. All of these things Allah Ta'ala asks on the 15th of day of Shaaban. And Allah Ta'ala forgives everybody except for mushahin, somebody who has in their heart anger, enmity towards somebody else. This person is not forgiven on the 15th of Shaaban. So many ahadith mention the same thing again and again. So it's very important we learn this quality. Cleaning our heart, keeping it clean. You know what our problem is? Our problem is, okay, if someone does something to me, it hurts. Of course it hurts. Of course we get upset. But one day later, 2 days later, 3 days later, 1 week later, 2 weeks later, 1 month later, it doesn't hurt as much anymore, but we still hold on to it. Obviously, when something happens, we're humans. So when something happens there and then, we will feel the pain, we will feel upset, maybe we don't want to talk to that person then, because we're angry. But then a couple of days later, we're not that angry anymore. But then it goes into this state of awkwardness. It goes from anger to awkwardness. Okay, I just find it uncomfortable to talk to that person, because he did something to me. And then that awkwardness can last for a month, 2 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And then I never talk to him again, because he did something to me such a long time ago, I don't even remember what it was. But now the situation is awkward. I find it hard to talk to them. And then our kibar comes in, our takabbur, and how should I go and talk to this person? So it's very important we get over this. We look at the lives of the Sahaba, look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the famous incident of Sa'd ibn Waqas radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiyallahu anhu, when he went into the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before he went in, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person is going to enter the gathering, wa huwa min ahlil jannah. He is from the people of Jannah. And the first day was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas. Second day, the third day, one Sahabi said he said, I need to find out why he is from the people of Jannah. What has he done which is so special? So he said, I went to him and I made this excuse that my father doesn't want me to live at home anymore, so can I please come and stay with you? He said, I stayed with him for 3 days. I didn't see anything special. He was exactly the same as me. So after 3 days, I was frustrated. I said, oh Saad, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not here because of whatever I said to you. I'm only here to find out why did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that you are from the people of Jannah. Sayyidina Saad is scratching his head. I don't know. What do I do which is so special? So this is the first sign of the pious people, that they don't, any amal they do, our people, when we do a good deed, I say, ah, you know what I do? You know what habit I've got? What good habit? You don't even know the good deeds that I do. I know what I do. And my Allah knows what I do. So we have this habit. The pious people always say, I don't do anything. But you're swearing at me, you've got issues with me. You can have issues with me, I don't do anything. I'm worth nothing. So he said, I don't do anything special. He said, think about it, because it's definitely something that you do that we don't do. He said, well, the only thing I can think of is before I go to sleep every night, I say, oh Allah, if anybody has ever hurt me knowingly or unknowingly, oh Allah, my heart is clean, I've forgiven them. That's all I do. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, who is a Sahabi who is visiting, he said, this is the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and هو رجل من أهل الجنة, he is from the people of Jannah. Clean heart. SubhanAllah, you know, when we read the statements of the pious people, they always, the Sahaba, the Tabi'un, they always mention that those who become close to Allah, they do not become so due to kathratu salatin wa kathratu sawmin, due to excessive fasting and excessive salah. Rather, because of the condition of their heart. Condition of their heart. Clean hearted. I don't want to know anything about anybody else. I don't want to talk bad about anybody else. I wanted to mix two topics together, preparation for Ramadan and also Mi'raj, the topic of Mi'raj. And I don't have time. On the night of Mi'raj, Rasulullah, the reason why I want to talk about Mi'raj is because on the 27th of Rajab, everybody says, oh, it's night of Mi'raj, Shab-e Mi'raj, Shab-e Mi'raj. The reality is that we don't know when Shab-e Mi'raj is. That's the haqiqat. We don't know when Shab-e Mi'raj is. We don't know the night. We do not know 100% for sure on which night did the Prophet ﷺ actually ascend to the skies. The journey which is known as Mi'raj. Isra and Mi'raj. Isra is the journey from Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa. And Mi'raj is the journey from Masjid al-Aqsa till the samawat till the seven skies and beyond, mala'ul a'la. That's the second journey. We don't know for sure. There is so much dispute amongst the ulama as to which night did this event take place. We don't know for sure. So people who say it is definitely this night, it's wrong. It's incorrect. If you look at the statements of the scholars, you will see the greatest muhaddithun, they differed. And the conclusion is, we don't know for sure. The best opinion is 27th of Rajab, but again, we don't know for sure. But anyway, on this journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown many things. And one thing he saw was, when he was passing Jahannam, he saw people in different forms of adab, different forms of punishment. He saw some people who had copper nails. Their nails were made of copper. And they were shredding their own faces, peeling their own faces, and they were peeling their chests, the meat and the skin and the flesh off their faces and their chests. And they were in agony and pain, but they were stuck in the adab. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Jibreel, who are these people?" Jibreel said, "Humul mughtabun." They are the people in the dunya who used to do ghibat, backbite about other people. They are stuck in this form of punishment. And this is how we destroy our good deeds. And this is why our hearts cannot be pure. Our hearts cannot be clean. What does Allah Ta'ala say about the people of Jannah? إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Who is going to be successful in the hereafter? Someone who goes to Allah with a sound heart. Ulama have said many different explanations of sound heart. Paak, saaf, dil. Sound heart is one ke jiske andar kisi musalman ke khilaf koi bhi matlab, baat na ho. He has no ill feelings towards anybody else. His heart is clean. Doesn't matter what somebody has done to me, I am ready to forgive. I am ready to forget. There was a great scholar in Oldham, Marna Fadl Rahim Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali. People didn't benefit from him. He lived till in his 70s and then he passed away in Pakistan. People didn't benefit from him. He was such a unique person. Once he said to someone in private, he said that, "I'm telling you this not out of takabbur or pride." He said, "Just to teach you something. Teach you how you need to be." He said, "Agar is kamre ke andar ek kala habshi a jata aur uski wo apna pair jo hai apna paav jo hai mere sar ke upar rakh leta to main 2 ghante isi tarah zameen pe leta rehta hatta ke usne apna pair mere sar se hataya nahi. Main kuch nahi kehta, kuch nahi bolta." And he said, "Main sirf ye tumhe bata raha hu taaki tumhe maloom ho ke dil ki kis tarah halat honi chahiye. Bilkul paak saaf, koi zid nahi, koi gussa nahi, kuch bhi nahi. Agar tumhare khilaf kuch baat ho jaye, har waqt ye samajh lo ke main to kuch nahi tha. Allah Taala ne mujh par kitna karam kiya. Allah Taala ne mujhe iman di. Kitne gunahon ka kitne gunah leke main chal raha hu, Allah Taala ne gunah ko maaf farma diya. Logon se isko mastoor aur chupa liya hai." So this is the condition that we need to have. So Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq and understanding. Maybe after the adhan, after the sunnah, as I mentioned, a few more points about mi'raj and sha'ban, inshallah. SubhanAllah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله Thank you.
Last Friday ko jo collection hui thi 1,232 pound 83 pence. Allah Taala tamam saathiyon ki donations ko qubool farmaye. Aur isi tarah Haji Mehdi Khan marhoom ki family ki taraf se 50 pound masjid ko di gayi hai. Unke liye dua ki darkhast ki gayi hai. Allah Taala unko ghadi ki rahmat farmaye, unke tamam gunahon ko maaf farmaye. Just very briefly before we start, we have a couple of minutes. So I was just going to mention one or two points. Firstly, about the Mi'raj. So firstly, like I mentioned, a lot of people underestimate the importance of Mi'raj. The Mi'raj is a very important event. Out of all of the Anbiya alayhim salam, only our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went through this journey of going from Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa, and from Masjid al-Aqsa all the way till the Mala'ul A'la, the seven heavens, and onwards till Sidratul Muntaha. Some ulama have mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey stopped at Sidratul Muntaha. Some ulama mentioned it stopped at Khariful Aqlam, and there are different narrations which have been mentioned. But this journey was not made by any other Nabi. And every single sky the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to, every single heaven he went to. There's a long narration narrated by Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, where he mentions that every single heaven he was met by a sound asking, who is it? Like, they had to ask permission to enter. And then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam would say, it is me and I'm with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they would say, has he been made a prophet already? And they'd say, yes, he has. And then when he would go in the first sky, he met Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. In the second sky, he met Sayyidina Isa and Yahya alayhi salam. And then onwards, in the sixth sky, he met Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. In the final sky, he met Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So these are all incidents that took place on this journey. And what we need to understand as Muslims is that this journey of Mi'raj was a physical journey. It wasn't a spiritual sojourn which happened in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dream. If it happened in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dream, it would be nothing special. Why? Because many people in their dreams can imagine many, many things. Many people in dreams, many pious people have seen themselves in Jannah, many pious people have Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, it's mentioned about him that 50 times in his dream he had a conversation with Allah Ta'ala. In his dream, 50 times. So to, you know, for this kind of incident to happen in your dream does not make it significant. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran, Subhanalladhi asra bi 'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. Allah Ta'ala mentions the journey of Isra, and then in Surah An-Najm Allah Ta'ala mentions the Mi'raj and the journey, wan najmi idha huwa ma dhalla sahibukum wa ghawa 'allamahu shadidul quwa dhu mirratin fastawa wa huwa bil ufuq al-a'la thumma dana fatadalla. Allah Ta'ala talks about how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam got close to him, and at that time how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. In the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he only saw Jibreel alayhi salam in his true form once. In his true form. In the dunya, Jibreel alayhi salam would take the form of a sahabi called Dihya al-Kalbi. And in his true form, he saw him near the Sidratul Muntaha. Inda Sidratul Muntaha. Near the Sidratul Muntaha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the true form of Jibreel was just mind-blowing. Sidratul Muntaha is a tree. They call it a lotus tree. Obviously, we can't imagine what kind of tree it is. But it's the place where all of the things from the dunya, from the world, they stop there, and everything that comes down from above starts there. So it's the kind of middle point. It's a tree, and it's a beautiful tree. We can't imagine, of course, when we say tree, we think of what's outside. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I saw such beautiful colors, and I had such a beautiful experience there. He said, nobody would even be able to describe it to you, what I felt, what I experienced. And at that point he saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in his true form. Jibreel alayhi salam had 600 wings. And from the wings of Jibreel alayhi salam, beautiful diamonds and pearls were falling. Wherever Jibreel alayhi salam's wings were kind of moving, beautiful diamonds, beautiful pearls, beautiful jewels were falling. He said it was a sight that no human could ever imagine seeing. Just Jibreel, and Jibreel is a creation of Allah. So all of this experience that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, it was a physical experience. It wasn't a spiritual experience that he saw in his dream. That's why when he returned, he mentions that my bedding was still warm from where I'd left it. It was such a quick journey. Some people at that time didn't believe him. Some who had become Muslim, one or two who had just become Muslim at that time, because of that reason, they said, we don't want to be Muslim anymore, you're making up things. So it was something, even in that time, people found it very strange, how can this happen? So the Quraysh wanted to test Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They asked him so many questions. The books of Sirah mentioned, they asked him, you know, our caravan has gone towards Syria, it's returning. Did you see them? Rasulullah said, yes, I saw them, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said they will arrive in Medina in exactly this many days. And they arrived in that time. And so many other signs, some narrations mentioned he was asked about Masjid al-Aqsa itself. How many windows does it have? How many doors does it have? What does it look like? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I wouldn't remember that. But Allah Ta'ala showed it in front of me while they were asking the questions. So I told them, yes, he has this many windows, he has this many doors, this is what it looks like. So many questions he was asked, and he satisfied them with his answers. So this journey was a physical journey, we should believe this. And if a person does not believe this, then they are going against what Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, and this will put our iman in danger. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الخالق البارئ المصور العزيز الجبار المتكبر العلي الذي لا يضعه عن مجده واضع الجبار الذي كل جبار له ذليل خاضع كسر ظهور الأكاسرة عزه وعلاؤه وقصر أيدي القياصرة عظمته وكبرياؤه فالعظمة إزاره والكبرياء رداؤه ومن نازعه فيهما قصمه بداء أعجزه دواؤه جل جلاله وتقدست أسماؤه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله الذي أنزل عليه النور المنتشر ضياؤه حتى أشرقت بنوره أكناف العالم وأرجاؤه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم أحباء الله وأولياؤه وخيرته وأصفياؤه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإن الكبر والعجب داءان مهلكان عند الله ممقوتان بغيضان والمتكبر والمعجب سقيمان مريضان فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إنه لا يحب المستكبرين وقال تعالى إذ أعجبتكم كثرتكم فلم تغن عنكم شيئا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تواضع لله فهو في نفسه صغير وفي أعين الناس عظيم ومن تكبر وضعه الله فهو في أعين الناس صغير وفي نفسه كبير حتى لهو أهون عليه من كلب أو خنزير أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضاه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Please straighten the rows, safa durus kar lijiyega.
Thank you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illa Allah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون
فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم انت السلام منك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها ما بطن. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا دعاء إلا أجبته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم